The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
Today we're going to be on a modern-day pilgrimage to the land of the 20-pound trout. I am Art Young. I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine, and I've just finished reading one of the best books on fly fishing I've ever read. It's written by Cameron Chambers and entitled Chasing Rumor, A Seasoned Fly Fishing Patagonia. Welcome to the Outpost, Cam.
Thanks, Art. Good to be here.
Let's start at the beginning, shall we? The title. How did you come up with that great, provocative title, Chasing Rumor?
You know, I danced around with a couple different variations of titles for a couple years as I was writing it. And one day, just on a whim, I happenstance upon Chasing Rumor in my brain, and it just seemed to really fit the essence of the journey in the book. And I knew that was it.
So you're in the course of the book. If anyone who chooses to read it, people are chasing rumor all over Patagonia, aren't they?
Yeah, it really is. You know, the basis for the book was I was down guiding in Chile and a little bit frustrated by the lack of fishing that I was having and some other issues that you read about in chapter one. But the short of it was I ended up talking to all people, other local guides, travelers that were coming through on fishing journeys of their own, just started collecting their stories about these mythical sounding places around Patagonia in this journal I had. And so the journey the book is really based on is going back down on my own terms and kind of chasing down all these rumors I collected. And obviously, in the course of doing so, collected a whole bunch more. And so that's really the idea behind the book. Chasing rumors of big fish and wonderful places.
Yeah. So everyone can get a lay of the land. Where exactly is Patagonia?
Sure. Patagonia is a geographical location similar to, saying, the West Coast. So politically speaking, it encompasses the lower third of Argentina and Chile, running the kind of the spine of the Andes Mountains from Pacific side and all the way over to the Atlantic side in far southern Argentina. But a very large area geographically, as is the west coast of the United States, but there's many different rivers, different native populations, as you would expect to see in the western United States.
So you went to the area to experience the fishing utopia you had in your mind, a cornucopia of 20-pound trout, under, you know, rushing water. How did all that work out?
Not like I expected. you know, we, as fly fishermen or fishermen in general, we're kind of fed a storyline by popular media, you know, newsstand fly fishing magazines, to fly fishing film tours that kind of paint Patagonia as this utopia, as you said, where you're just going to go down and every cast you're going to catch a huge fish. It did not take me very long fishing down there to realize that it's an area, it's a region just like everywhere else. So you know, you can go to Montana any time of the year and have a great fishing experience, or you can go there and experience high water flood conditions in the spring, low water drought conditions in the summer, you know, windy days, whatever it is. And you know, that never entered my vision of Patagonia until I got down there. The first 6 weeks was very high spring flood conditions, and then there's the persistent wind of Patagonia. And so it took me a couple months of adjusting my expectations that, hey, this is a place just like anywhere else on Earth that's subject to these factors of Mother Nature. And so once I started appreciating that, I could take a little bit more realistic approach to the fishing down there and slowly start learning about the fisheries as you have to do anywhere, so that I knew where to fish, when to fish that place, you know, the patterns that work there. And so now I can go down there with more knowledge and quite the best. But initially, it was a very steep learning curve.
Now, does this area have native trout species, or did somebody bring them in from other places, or how did the trout get there?
Yeah, that's a great story about fishing in Patagonia in general. Trout are really only native to the northern hemisphere. Rainbow trout, brook trout, North America, brown trout, Europe. So really anywhere else that we find them, they've been introduced generally by European settlers. Trout, specifically in Argentina, were introduced in 1904. The Argentine government asked an American fisheries biologist by the name of John Pitcomb to come down to the northern Patagonia region and see about the feasibility of introducing fish to the area, just because the fish that existed there were fairly small in population and not really considered a sport fish. So he found the cold, clean waters of northern Patagonia to be excellent for trout and started organized to have the first shipment of whitefish eggs, salmon eggs, come down in 1904, and then the second shipment included the first shipment of rainbow trout eggs.
So this happened in 1904, and then there were years and years and years where nobody was fishing them, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, what allowed that to occur was kind of a blip of prosperity in the Argentine economy. They're a large beef exporter to Europe, and so their economy was doing really well. They had money to spend on public works projects, including, you know, stocking fish in the remote regions of their country. And that lasted about 3 years until they had a crash of the economy and focused their financial efforts elsewhere. And so then for about 3-4 decades, fish were really just left untouched in the wilds of Patagonia. There wasn't really much of a population to speak of, certainly no sport fishing industry, and they were just left to kind of evolve and develop into their new habitat or to perish. And of all the species that were introduced, about 7 in total, the trout species, rainbows, browns, and brook trout, seem to take hold and really thrive. And today they're found really in almost all freshwater waterways in the Patagonia region.
We were talking to Cam Chambers, who's got a new book out called Chasing Rumor, and the characters in this book are worth the price of admission, I think. I don't know what it is about fly fishing, or maybe it's the area you were in, or both, that brings out such colorful people.
Yeah, it's certainly the case. I think it's true of the fly fishermen the world over. They're just a unique brand of people, generally very well-grounded, and just have a good sense of life and living a quality life. But I think my travel in Patagonia, certainly for me, talks about the learning curve for fishing and, you know, where and when to fish. But almost as important for me was the realization that fishing with people is a lot more enjoyable and fulfilling than fishing by myself. And it really became a mission of mine to track down some of these local characters, if you will, guys like Richard Amy Harris, one of the first guys in the Bariloche region, and Jorge Truco, really started across the guiding, commercial guiding to it, you know, where it is today. So tracking down guys like these, getting to share fishing experience with them, and really getting a firsthand account of how the fly fishing industry has developed down there and the changes to the rivers and the laws regarding them, ecosystems is fascinating. And that was really, I think, one of the highlights writing the book, was to get to kind of recount these individual stories and bring the fishing in Patagonia to life through their eyes.
Yeah, one of my favorite poets is from that area, Pablo Neruda, who's passed away. But I have a quote from him, and I want to share with you. And it's, someday, somewhere, anywhere, unfailingly, you'll find yourself, and that, and only that, can be the happiest or bittersweet hour of your life. Neruda said that, and I wonder, Cam, is Patagonia where you found yourself?
You know, great question. I think Patagonia definitely was a place where I found my adventure. You know, I brought a lot of skills that I learned growing up fishing in Montana and a passion for fly fishing down there. But I think being in that foreign environment and something similar with fish in the landscape, but yet something so foreign with language and location, really forced me to bring those two together and find myself as a as an angler and an adventure angler, and ultimately as a writer as well. So I would say yes, Patagonia has been kind of a location of epiphany for me.
Yeah, I believe it from reading the book. Now tell us about yourself, Cam. Where do you live in the United States, and what do you do when you're not out chasing monster trout and writing about them?
Sure. Well, I grew up in Montana. My family was a fly fishing family, and got started with that fairly early. It became a passion. And I now live in Seattle. I work for the Seattle Fire Department. It's kind of what allows me to get out there and chase rumors more than I think probably the average person fortunate enough to. But I love to be outside. So traveling, chasing fish, or just finding a great beach somewhere, a great hike, just getting outside, I think for me is one of the things that really fills up my soul. And really, I think one of the things that attracts me most to fishing is just the locations that it has taken me and allows me to have an excuse to go.
Yeah. Well, if you love fly fishing or just enjoy reading about outdoor sports in general, run, don't walk, and grab a copy of Chasing Rumor. It's a wonderful tale. It's written by our guest today, Cam Chambers. Thanks for writing this book, Cam, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Art. I hope that people pick up Chasing Rumor and they enjoy it as much as I enjoyed the adventure, and hopefully it inspires them to do their own adventure, whether that's Patagonia or out there back door. I think we could all use a little more adventure in our lives.
I agree. I'm Art Young for The Outpost On Demand, and we'll talk soon.
The Outpost Radio On Demand from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.